If you drive, you know the prices at the pump are as high as our summer temperatures. So when President Trump tweeted that he'd spoken with Saudi Arabia's King Salman, asking him to raise their oil production by 2 million barrels per day, and that they'd agreed, it raised some eyebrows. After all, it's a supply and demand issue. If there's more oil out in the market, prices will go down, possibly those prices at your neighborhood pump. So for a little Twitter translation on this, I reached out to Ashley Peterson. She's the lead oil analyst at Stratus Advisors. And Ashley, what was the president trying to do here with this tweet?
Sure. So what he's trying to do is talk down oil prices and thus product prices during one of the busiest travel weeks of a midterm election year. At its simplest, that's really what he and most politicians this year are going to be worried about. And it's not just a Trump thing. Everyone up for re-election constantly worries about gasoline prices during a re-election year. Mm-hmm. So he came out with this tweet saying, you know, I spoke to Saudi Arabia. They're going to open the taps. 2 million more is coming. And then almost immediately, the White House started backing off of that and saying, no, what we really meant was Saudi Arabia has 2 million barrels, which is true. They do have that much extra production capacity. So if they wanted to, they could increase production, but there's really no reason they would want to increase production by 2 million barrels a day, especially just based on helping the United States drivers.
So this doesn't seem all that likely to happen to you. So is this how it works? The president can affect things in this way?
No, really, it's not. He can certainly gather some headlines and he can certainly create a little chatter. It's a slow trading week, so we're always looking for something interesting to talk about at the water cooler. But no, this isn't typically how oil markets work. How oil markets work, especially when it comes to production agreements, is what we saw last week with the OPEC meeting. You actually get ministers in a room looking at fundamental numbers, talking about what their overall goals are in terms of market stability, and then coming to a consensus. If you're going to manage markets, you pretty much do it exactly like OPEC has been doing it for years now.
Let's talk about that meeting. It seemed pretty contentious. What might that mean for U.S. oil producers?
Sure. So it was a very contentious meeting, and it was especially surprising because sort of the powerhouse on the OPEC and non-OPEC side, you know, Saudi and Russia, they went into this week of meetings saying we're going to come out essentially with 1 million barrels a day official increase, maybe 1.2. We're going to go in and everyone's going to agree to this increase. And then they left the meeting and they did not have that agreement, which is a little bit of a surprising move for Saudi Arabia, because if you know your OPEC history, typically the group falls in line behind what Saudi wants to do. Mm-hmm. And that didn't really happen this time around. Instead, the group came out and said, no, we're going to stick to our deal. If Saudi wants to increase production, they can stop over-complying with the deal. So it was good news for U.S. producers in that there's not suddenly going to be another flood of oil like we saw in 2013, 2014, when sort of the OPEC-U.S. market share battle was going on.
Mm-hmm. So I know it's a holiday week. I know there are a lot of eyes on travel, on road trips. You're going to be getting those press releases from AAA. So how does the whether or not we decide to go on a road trip for the 4th of July kind of tie into all of this?
Certainly. So that's it's kind of a huge deal for market watchers like me, in that we want to see, even with these higher gasoline prices, higher diesel prices, higher jet fuel prices, that people are still choosing to travel. And so far, it looks like they are. So that means that demand really through the second half of the year is probably fairly secure, at least in the OECD economies. Mm-hmm. Because if you're choosing to travel during one of the most expensive weekends, chances are good consumers will choose to travel during slightly less expensive weekends in August and September as well. So it definitely bodes well for demand and thus price support through the end of the year.
Okay. Any predictions what's going to happen? Are we going to continue to see gas prices going up then?
No, I think they've most likely just about peaked now. You know, we're dealing with sort of the same dynamics we do every summer of the switch over to higher grade summer gasoline, refineries coming out of maintenance. This is really the peak time for gasoline prices most years. So it'll mostly be smooth sailing from here.
All right. Ashley Peterson is Senior Oil Market Analyst for Stratus Advisors. Ashley, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Great. Thanks for having me.